Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, you walked past me this week.
When?
You literally walked straight past me.
I'm practically blind, so you don't
feel... Seriously, I was waving for so long. I didn't know if you was ignoring me or whether it was because you was blind.
Was you the person who tried to grab me?
I did not try and grab you.
Yeah,
witch.
You did. You tried to grab me.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we deliberate about dating. We're talking all about dating, our experiences online, offline, any versions of dating, Lucy's bad date, and TV psychologist, dating coach Joe Hemmings joins us on the phone.
Yeah, there's going to be a riot.
Oh, hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 51. We are 51 episodes in, and if you can do the maths, you'll be able to figure out that next week is our 52nd episode, the 1 year anniversary of Luke and Lucy FM.
The year of Luke and Lucy FM. What a year it's been.
Honestly, it has been such a year, and if you've joined us for the very first time right now, thank you. And Lucy's yawning as I'm literally saying this.
I've been up since 5 a.m. I'm allowed to yawn.
She's yawned for a year. And if you want to listen to all of Lucy's previous yawns, just check out Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes. Please click the subscribe button, leave us 5-star reviews, and I'll go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. And next week we'll round up something a little special for a 1 year anniversary episode. So check that out next week.
I do promise that it's better than just me yawning.
It's predominantly better than Lucy yawning, but you do see a variety of yawns for the
I think we should make a little like sound collage of my yawns.
It wouldn't be much of a sound collage though, would it? Because you'd go.
I think it'd be the best sound collage ever.
It sounds like you're wheezing for breath. if you are wheezing for breath right now, let us help. I'm Luke Marsden. And a true fact about me is that for my first time in my life this week, I went and visited Luton.
Oh, did you enjoy yourself?
Well, it's a place, I think, in the UK that's just short of London.
I've never heard of it.
And
I should Google it.
It was grey, very, very grey.
Did you love life?
The weather, the people, the roundabouts, all grey.
The roundabouts. A lot of roundabouts, then I take it.
The person who was driving really got confused by all those roundabouts. He was not happy. If you're listening right now in Luton and you think it isn't grey, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. Tell me I'm wrong.
But if you love it, yeah, tell us why.
Seriously, I didn't like
it. Do you have parties on the roundabout?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be safe.
That would be the best thing.
Lucy Hilton, what's a true fact about you?
I guess a true fact about me, I've got about 5 weddings to attend this year. None of them are my own.
Not one of them's yours.
I know.
Oh, always the bridesmaid.
Never the bride. Oh. Someone actually said that to me once.
And that'll be true as well, I think. I don't think... Are you one of those bridesmaids that lads kind of hit on?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's even worse.
Why is it worse?
Because nobody's even looking at you.
Well, everyone's looking at the bride, which is how it should be.
Yeah, not if you're the bridesmaid. Quite fitting, actually, because this episode is all about dating and you have to date to get to be a bride.
That is very true.
So it is all about dating.
Unless you just don't want to get married and you're asexual.
Dating for... Asexual.
Is that what it's called?
Oh, people like that exist as well, don't they? They're
not people like that.
And you know what another one is? There's nothing wrong with it, Luke. Being asexual, where you don't have sex and you don't attract it to men or women.
Yeah, you're just not attracted to anyone, are you?
I don't believe that. I don't believe it's true.
It must be.
I don't think it's true. I think these people are just really, really indecisive. That's what I think.
How can you be indecisive when you've got nothing to choose from because you're not bothered in the first place?
You are bothered, just not met the right human.
You think?
I think so. If you're asexual right now, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
We want to hear from you.
Or if you can't decide what podcast to listen to, then let us help you. Us. Choose us. So, I mean, Lucy...
Best of both worlds,
I know. Exactly. We're the bisexual podcast for your ears. And... I don't know why, I said that. That doesn't make any sense.
Let's cut that bit out.
Lucy, so take me way back, way back to your very first date.
It's weird. You didn't really date, didn't you? Not when you was like 15, 16. I remember my first boyfriend. I don't even think we date. We went to an under-18s disco and that's where I met
him.
Oh,
wow. That is retro.
No, he was really cute. And then like me and my friend Sarah, she had a boyfriend who lived near him. So we all used to go out around there.
Around the scene.
And then I remember going on a date when I was like 16 with a guy. We just went for a nice little stroll in a park.
It wasn't Hay Hall in Wigan.
It was Hay Hall.
I've strolled round Hay Hall in Wigan in one of my dates.
Did you take a date there?
I think it's everyone's go-to place.
I think it must be. It's a nice little area, though.
My friend went dogging in one of the bushes in Hay Hall.
Is that you?
Yeah, no. I mean, this isn't one of those stories where you say a friend and you mean yourself.
I think it's definitely
you. To be clear,
you.
I have never done that in a park in Hay Hall. be very, very clear. Not that there's anything wrong with it. If you are doing that right now and you need something to listen to, just choose those. Luke
just
and Lucy
put us on in the background. I think it's some nice, do not think easy we'd be listening in the background.
Would be the great soundtrack.
Zoning, you can zone out.
We are the soundtrack to dogging. It's taken a year to get that title, but we've done well. But the thing is, though, like, way back when we started dating, maybe 20 years ago, then again, that would put us at 9. Right. You might have started younger.
I was younger. I was 9. Excuse me. I was 7.
Oh, wow. You didn't even know what dating was at 7?
No, I didn't. I wasn't bothered. I was more bothered in my Barbie dolls
Polly Pocket. Yeah, exactly. Rather than playing with Ken's action men. Yeah, exactly. Mm. You know, but I think it's, though, with dating, it's not easy. A bit later on in the episode, we've got a TV psychologist and dating coach Joe Hemmings joining us to talk all about how easy it is to actually find someone in this day and age.
I think it's probably really, really hard. It is really, really hard.
Because, like,
I've experienced it.
You've been single. Well, actually, Lucy, you have some breaking news for Luke and Lucy FM.
Some
listeners.
Breaking news?
Yes, yes. It's bigger than any Sky News coverage that we could do recently.
It's bigger than
President Trump. So tell us the breaking news, Lucy.
Oh, it's not really breaking news.
Okay, it's old news now.
You say it.
Lucy's been hiding a secret for the past few months on this podcast.
It's not really a secret.
She hasn't disclosed this to you, and I'm all for full disclosure. Lucy has in fact got a boyfriend.
Ooh.
It's big, Lucy. You've been single for a decade.
I've not been single for a decade. For a couple of years.
You found it. So during this single period, before we move on to your new bae, let's talk about your single period, right?
Please never call him bae.
How many dates did you go on?
What? Beforehand?
Yeah, in this single period.
Oh, goodness knows. I was single for a few years, wasn't I? So 3 years to be exact.
How easy did you find dating? Because it's easier for women, is it not?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think it's easier for women than men?
It's terrible. No.
Why did you find dating awful?
Why is it easy for women?
Because I feel as though, you know, all you have to do is kind of sit there and we could just talk at you.
See, I found it the other thing. I thought, like, I've been on dates before where the guys didn't really speak and I felt like I was just talking to myself.
Right. So give me an example of a really bad date that you've been on.
Oh, I guess the worst was like this guy who took me out for drinks, let's say. It was a Christmas markets time.
Oh, that's an easy one. Walking into markets, a big sausage.
Yeah, he was just really lechy, like really lechy. So I was like, right, I'm going home. Yeah, I'm getting the train home. I'm out of here. And then went and missed the train. And then when I told him, I was like, I'm stranded. It's the last train. Like, needed a taxi or something. But I'm like having to wait on my own. He just was like, oh, I'm home now. Sorry. Unlucky.
Literally stranded
in the cold, dark, wet, rainy streets of Manchester.
Oh, dangerous.
Could have easily got murdered.
Yeah, thank God you didn't, because we need to carry on this
thank
podcast.
Thank goodness
so
you didn't.
I'm really pleased about that.
So he got dumped.
So wow, though. And
well,
you never heard from him again?
That was it. So we didn't speak. I really didn't want to speak to him ever again. And then 3 days later, hi, sorry it's late, but did you get home okay the other day?
I'm dead.
I'm dead now, lying in a gutter somewhere, raped and murdered.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, forget it. This has just got dark really quickly. Although very, very realistic in this day and age. Lucy, you know, because you know, dating, it's not, how do you meet this guy? Like, how do you even go about it? Because I've not been single for 4 years now. I've been with my girlfriend.
Could cope dating, couldn't you?
I don't know if I could. I don't think I've got the patience for it. I met Phoebe, my girlfriend, through a friend, and kind of, you know, is that how you do it? Is that what? How did you meet these people?
I met, well, that weird guy, met him through a friend.
Really?
Yeah.
And well, I said, technically you're not friends with this person anymore because they've really led you down a dirt path.
No, I've not really spoken to her in a while, but like her boyfriend at the time, who was his friend, literally turned out to be an idiot as well. So kind of, I think like friends who are friends.
They shouldn't introduce people, really.
No,
they shouldn't
not
do
really.
It. One of the worst dates I ever went on was I saw this. We worked together at the bakery when I was 16. I worked at Hovis Bakery. That's not a plug, by the way. They don't sponsor us. If they do, at Luke and Lucy FM on Twitter, tweet us. And this new girl joined, and everyone seemed to really like her, and she was really friendly. And I thought, oh, wow, okay, yeah, she's quite attractive. I thought, I'll ask her out. And I kind of, you know, back in the day when you used to MSN Messenger somebody.
Oh, I used to love MSN Messenger.
So I got her MSN details off another colleague at work, and I got her details, and we started chatting. I was like, oh, do you want to go for a drink? You know, bearing in mind I was only maybe 15, 16. I didn't drink to the age of 21, so I physically meant to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I took her to Tesco Cafe.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I bought
that
a hot chocolate.
That is the worst date in the world. Oh, well, to be fair, hot chocolate.
£1.20 it cost me.
Oh, you are such a cheap date, aren't you, Luke?
Turns out she was practically mute. Didn't speak for the entire
thing.
Serious?
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty glad you're in this for £1.20, though.
I feel as though when she meant a drink, she probably meant an alcoholic drink, but I couldn't legally bought a drink then, you know?
Oh, you're only 15.
Yeah, exactly.
I think hot chocolate's a good shout.
Yeah, exactly. I could have dated you at 15.
Why not?
You was on to your 50th date.
Excuse me. I was a late starter, actually.
I bet. Tesco Cafe, good date or bad date? What's the worst place you've gone to?
Personally, wouldn't go out with the guy again if he took me to Tesco Cafe.
What's the worst date place you've been taken to?
Worst date place? I'd have to think about that one.
Okay, have a little think there, and I'll read out some stats. You see if you agree with these stats. Apparently, according to statistics, it takes 3 seconds for women to decide they want to have sex with a man.
Really?
3 seconds, apparently. Mm. So you'll know in 3 seconds whether you would ever had sex with that person.
Oh, okay. If you think, oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. 57% of people...
Probably takes less than that for a guy.
Oh, yeah, it takes me
probably
literally
just smells
split
the air.
Yeah, smells the air, and then that's it. Thinks I'm not smelling anything else. 57% of people base first impressions upon looks. I thought that would be higher. I thought that would be a lot higher. I think for dating, though, it's probably an accurate statistic.
Yeah, I guess like these days in ages where everyone's on dating apps and stuff, all they've got is the picture, isn't it? So maybe a couple of details about themselves, but you've not really spoken to the person, so you don't know what they're like.
According to stats, it takes 3 dates for you to know whether or not you're going to fall in love with that person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think you can tell after the first.
Oh, dear. This is why you were single for 3 years, because you fell in love with them all after the first date.
I did not fall in love with them. More or less, I didn't fall in love with them.
You've been dating your boyfriend now for 3 months. Do you love him? No, she's smiling. She does. She's in love.
Let's move on.
How long did it take you to decide you loved him? First date?
No. How about you and Phoebe? How long did it take you to tell her
that
you loved her?
I'd say a good 6 months.
Really?
Good 6 months.
You was only a baby though, wasn't you?
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, no, I mean, I was 23. Yeah, I was, you know.
Baby.
Yeah.
I think that's baby territory.
Yeah, she was only 19. In fact, let's not carry on this. But, you know, the thing is, though, Lucy, in this day and age with online dating, because it's so far advanced, that it's Tinder these days? Is the only way you get to meet somebody, Grindr? How does it work?
I don't... Why are you asking me? I'm not on Grindr.
Well, actually, if you want to know more about Lucy's experience with Tinder, please check out the previous episode, the one where we joined Tinder, and it's a great episode.
I do still have a few people, you know, coming up to me saying, oh, I saw you on Tinder. I was like, that is not me! That is Luke!
It's Charmaine. And if you want to know please go back. Just type in Luke and Lucy FM. You'll see the episode where we joined Tinder. It's a great episode, and we need to go on there, so please do check that episode out. But we need to get somebody on the phone now, because I'm a little confused over dating. I mean, if I was to be single tomorrow, if Phoebe dumped me, please don't dump me.
Please, just for an hour. I just want to see his reaction.
I need some help. And I think, Lucy, you know, you probably needed this sort of help when you were single. It's coming
about
time. So let's find out.
Why couldn't we have done this last year?
I know, we didn't think about it.
So selfish.
Let's get somebody on the phone who knows what we're talking about, because we clearly don't. I think we need some tips, Lucy. I'm not a dating expert. And you're very definitely not a dating expert. On the phone now, a woman who is a behavioural psychologist, a dating expert, and frankly, an all-round great tweeter. It is the very brilliant Jo Hemmings. Jo, welcome to Luke and Lucy FM.
Thank you very much. Pleased to be here.
Jo, it's, I mean, where do we start? The realm of dating. First of all, somebody might even question your credentials when they say a dating expert. What does that mean? She's had 50 dates.
I know. I don't use expert. I use dating coach.
Ah.
Dating expert makes it sound like you are personally brilliant at dating, which I personally am not.
This is a great start, Jill. Great start.
So really it just means people who are single, kind of stuck for whatever reason, can't find the right person, don't know where to start with dating, don't have the confidence about dating, whatever it is, they look for the expertise of someone who can either point them in the right direction, give them some advice, show them where they're going wrong, whatever it is. That's what I do. My credentials, really, just from being a psychologist and doing a coaching course and being nosy. I love finding out about other people's lives and being paid for it.
There you go, Lucy. This is perfect, Joe. That we've actually, to be honest, got you on too late, because before we got you on, Lucy has announced she's now finally got a boyfriend. It's taken maybe a decade.
Yeah.
3.5 years, well, not a decade.
The dry spell is over, Joe, and kind of we wanted to, you know, if we got you on a few months ago, and we should have done, really, you could have maybe given us tips. But Lucy, before she got with a boyfriend, she tried everything.
I tried everything.
You know, dating-wise, and it just didn't work.
You make me sound a little desperate there, Lucy.
Well, it's starting to sound a bit sort of... How did you meet this guy?
Oh, it was through a friend.
Okay, so that's interesting that you met through a friend, because, I mean, really, the kind of new normal is on an app.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of traditional. It could have been 50 years ago, 100 years ago that you met through a friend. So I think what's quite nice is that it's sort of coming back round a bit. My clients are definitely asking me, is there some other way I can meet somebody? And I'm fed up with apps.
Well, I know a lot of people who have actually met their other halves on dating apps. And
how the hell does that even work?
They're married now.
So let's say I'm in a relationship. I'm not paying her. People think I am.
Poor Phoebe.
That's the way of doing it, yeah.
I mean, well, that is another way, Joe, but probably not for this podcast. Joe, so tell us then. You say you've got clients who have an app. I mean, how does that even work?
What do you mean? How do the apps work?
I mean, well, yeah, just knowing the sort of psychology behind me. How did you... I mean, imagine saying that story at your wedding, or we met via Tinder.
Well, I think people do say that now. I think years ago they kind of didn't. They tried to sort of fudge the issue, but now people are very proud to have done it.
It was a bit of an embarrassment years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But now, as I said, it's like the new normal. But years ago, people would think, oh, we've got to explain some way we met.
You know,
that weird online dating thing, we're not mentioning that. But now it's so out there. I mean, the problem with it is that it wasn't quite so bad when it was online dating, because you got a big profile, you got some information about people. Now you literally get a picture, an age, may not be right, you know, maybe a job, and where they're located, and that's it, and a picture, and you just swipe. I mean, and so it's kind of, it's a bit clinical, and there's not much information to go on, and it's all visual, so you don't like that picture, basically, it doesn't matter.
That's the thing, it sounds really shallow.
It's
liking
awesome.
Someone
it's
from a picture.
Really shallow. I mean, that's why it's efficient, because it's quick, and you can do it when you're sitting on a train, you can do it with your mates. I mean, but it is shallow, so I think in a way, and they come and go, apps, you know, some apps have good reputations for a while, then they don't, and, you know, keeping up with what is a good app to be on when there's hundreds out there.
We did actually do a podcast about Tinder once.
Yeah, we did do an episode way back, quite a few months ago now, on where we signed Lucy up to Tinder, and within instantly she was getting photos, she was getting messages, and freaks, some of them just wanting one thing. And I know that's what Tinder's notoriously known for, but when you think
it is, but Tinder, you see, Tinder's a really good case in point, because it started off with all the best intentions, and it was the first app. I mean, it was a brilliant thing, and it worked beautifully for a while. Then it got this terrible reputation.
Got really sleazy, didn't it?
Defend. It got really sleazy. Actually, now it's sort of coming a bit back round the other way. I mean, it's sort of totally respectable way to meet somebody, but it's getting easier. You're not getting so many dodgy messages. So it's sort of almost come full circle again.
I mean, one of my colleagues, Joe, right, showed me the other day, he was on Tinder and saw a girl on there, an Australian girl, right? She's studying over here in the UK, and he swiped whatever the one is that you want to practically, you know, sexually assault her. He swiped for that. And then he decided to stalk her on Instagram.
She was protected. He then finally got her to accept. And then he sent her a message going, hey, I know you're in the UK. If you need a, quote, a nice Bolton lad to show you around, I'm your guy. I mean, that's not going to work, surely.
It might do.
Yeah, you see, it's interesting. I mean, no, my first reaction is, OK, that's, like, too much and it's a bit awkward. But my second reaction would be, you know, one of the complaints I get a lot from women is that nobody makes an effort. You know, they swipe you, you like each other, you message once or twice, then it all disappears. So actually, someone who's making that kind of an effort, who's chosen somebody and thought, right, I'm going for it, some women would think that's brilliant, that's what they want.
Yeah.
Maybe not an Aussie, though, we don't know.
What I kind of felt, like, when I was single and stuff, I think some people think there's too much choice out there.
There's
like
choice,
if they
yeah.
If they go on a date and they meet someone and maybe like, oh, they think they're all right, they might see them again, but then the next day they might swipe right to someone else on Tinder or whatever, then they're not bothered anymore.
I think there's actually too much choice for men.
Yeah,
that's more like, there are more men on there, I mean, kind of pro rata, than there are in the real world. So once they get into their heads, they know that there's this kind of huge choice. They're let loose in a sweet shop of beautiful women.
Or not so beautiful, you know, there's some that you wouldn't...
Well, then they kind of, that's when they get really lazy and they think, oh no, I can't be bothered, you know, move on.
Can't bother making an effort,
And it makes women feel a bit, you know, kind of undervalued, and they wonder why they were getting on with somebody and it was going somewhere and then silence. It's called ghosting.
Yeah,
it's even got its own term, when someone just abandons you and you don't know why. And it happens all the time.
I mean, in this day and age then, Joe, is the art of dating dying out then?
There's no romance, is there?
Romance is dead, Lucy, yes.
Romance is so dead.
Well, you see, I'm not sure it is. I mean, just because you met someone through an app doesn't mean that it's still, your relationship wouldn't develop in a romantic way. I mean, I don't think it is. I know people like to say it is, and perhaps the sort of wooing and the courting of old and the seduction thing, that's not as romantic as it was. But when you actually met somebody, the process of you being together and your relationship developing could be really romantic. So I don't think it is dead. I'm standing up for romance.
So you make a stand, Joe, on Luke and Lucy. You make a stand. Okay, so you don't meet somebody on an app. I mean, this day and age, I don't know. Like, I've been with my girlfriend nearly 4 years now, and I think the day she eventually dumps me, I'll be thinking, well, that's it for me. I mean, I wouldn't even know how you go without doing it now.
People come to me for exactly those reasons.
Yeah.
They think, well, what do I do now? Like, I'm sort of out of date. You know, 4 years ago, the dating world was different. How do I meet somebody? So that's kind of what I do. People that just think, I don't know what to do next.
Yeah, because I think, what's your opinion on this? Like, when you're single and you go out for a night out, like, you used to go out thinking, oh, you might be able to meet someone.
Yeah.
But now I just think you go out and all the men just want one thing. They get really drunk and they just want one thing.
So the art of flirting, the art of meeting someone and kind of giving them a bit of eye contact or making an approach, is kind of going because of apps. And actually what you quite often do is, A, people don't think they're going to meet somebody, so they assume they're not going to. And then they get home and they swipe their phone. Or worse, they're swiping their phone when they're out.
You know,
there's
a room of
single attractive people and they're still swiping their phone. So it's kind of, that bit of it. But people ask me that, how do I do that? How do I make that happen again? And it's quite difficult. But I think it, you know, what goes around comes around. I think people will start or are starting again to do that a little bit because they just get fed up with
swiping.
The only option.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Lucy was single for, you know, 30 years or whatever it was.
I love it. It gets a little bit longer.
It gets longer every single time.
And, you know, you went on loads of dates, right, Lucy?
I wouldn't say loads of dates.
300's not that much. And you know, Joe, she didn't find...
100 a year.
Exactly.
3 days. I mean, good for you. Yeah, anyway, go on.
I mean, Joe, Lucy went on a lot of dates, but didn't really have a spark with any of these people, including a few blind dates, right? And there was just no spark.
Few. I think I had one blind date.
Yeah, and that was a disaster, right?
Disaster. We had, and it was like a couple of years ago, and it was one blind date, the first and the only blind date I've ever been on. And we went, and it was actually a really good date. And I went away feeling really good about it. And then that's it. I got the ghosting effect.
Oh.
Aren't they all blind dates? I mean, you mean
yeah,
a blind
I guess
date and you
so.
Didn't know what this person looked like?
No, I knew nothing about him. My sister actually set us up.
Almost all app dates are virtually blind dates. I mean, you've got no idea whether that photo is recent or, you know, 10 years old. whether it's been filtered, whether the age is correct, whether anything about them is right. So I kind of think every single app date is a blind date.
This is true.
The guy you're with now, so you got introduced by a friend. Did you ask that friend? Did you say, oh, do you know anyone that might be suitable for me? Or did they just say, hey, I've got this guy that you might like?
Yeah, they just kind of said that. It was like their boyfriend's friend.
They knew she was single.
Right. Okay. Stop using the word.
I
like,
know.
It's horrible. Like she was evil. Single.
He's so mean.
He's so mean. Yeah, he's so smug now.
He really is.
Let's see what happens.
Wait until Phoebe dumps you.
Trust it could come crashing down, Joe. Before any more, I'm hiring
very,
you.
Very careful. Pride comes before a fall.
Get me a discount lined up, Joe, because I'll need your services in about a year.
You better be nicer to Lucy then if you want a discount.
Thank you. Thank you.
Joe, you know, in this sense then, do you think it's just tougher now, isn't it? I think it's harder today. I personally think it seems to have got that way.
Yeah.
Especially with the dilution of people just wanting one thing. They don't seem to want a romance. They just want to get in somebody's knickers or jeans and then that's that.
Yeah, it should be easier. The whole point of apps was to make it much easier. So the 20 people, if you're lucky, you might meet when you're out for a night, have turned into 2,000 people that you can flick through. But it isn't just that people only want one thing. I don't even think that's the worst thing. I think it's just that there's just too much. It's like going into a supermarket. Right, you want some breakfast cereal.
Mm.
You go in and there's 8 choices and you think, yeah, it's fine, I'll pick one. You go into one and there's 150 different breakfast cereals. You stand there looking, which one should I get? Take this one. Oh, now I'll put that back. Maybe I'll get this different one. I mean, there's too much. It's overwhelming. So you kind of back off in the end and you'd rather go to the local shop and have a bit less choice.
Yeah, I agree.
Cornflakes every time. On that note.
I can say, well, you'd be easy. You'll just go on a date and find the first person that's back. I'm over.
I'm not that easy. Well, maybe I am. Who knows?
Joe
Hemmings, thank you so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM. We've absolutely loved having you on.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. I'm always happy to come on again anytime.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
we'll
Joe.
We'll have to take you up on that when Luke gets single.
Yes. So next week. Thanks, Joe.
Cheers. Bye.
Has that given you food for thought, Lucy?
It has given me food for thought.
She was great, Joe, wasn't she? She was a really, really nice woman. And, I mean, she didn't really disclose her kind of marital situation
she
or anything.
Didn't actually. I'm guessing she's happily married with kids.
Well, she should be if she's a dating expert. If she's a single dating expert, how does that work?
Hey. You can still be single dating experts. Look at Carrie Bradshaw.
That's like an immortal undertaker.
Carrie Bradshaw is my idol.
Who's Carrie Bradshaw?
Off Sex and the City.
A fictional character is your idol.
Well, idol may be a bit too strong.
On that note, thank you for joining us on Luke and Lucy FM this week. Please do, if you're single and you've nothing else to do, why would you? Please do leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Just search Luke and Lucy FM. Check out previous episodes, audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy, we are heading towards episode 52. It's next week and it's our 1-year anniversary. We will see you next week. Thank you for joining us.
We will bring cake.
If you see Lucy
and candles.
On the... What?
And
it's
perceptive.
Not a date, Lucy. See what I mean? You're so confused.
Cake and candles isn't a date.
No, it's not, Lucy. It's something else. That's where you went wrong for 3 years.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.